Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Happy Easter to everyone. Happy Easter, happy Easter. And for some, it's Happy Resurrection Day. Yes, yes, yes. There's two different views for celebrating Easter. There's a lot of different views, all depending on which religion you practice. So, once again, this is your host, Sui, guys. If you know, just wanted to get on tonight. I know it's been a very long day for some of you, and some of you it hasn't been a long day, but for me, it's been a long day with the family being busy with the dinner and so on and so forth. So I wanted to get on and wish all well to everyone and get to a few topics and tips that can definitely help you during this season of spring now that the weather's truly starting to be 50 and up. 50 and above, so it's starting to really be great outside and great. So, as you can see from the caption or description of the show tonight, I actually fasted for this Easter, and this was my first time actually fasting. The fast was relatively short. It was supposed to be pretty much, you could say, like Thursday night, midnight onto today. However, once it becomes midnight, means it's technically Friday. So you can pretty much say all day Friday, all day Saturday, and then half of today was really truly spent not really eating any foods. It was just all liquids. I was actually nervous to do it at first because of the fact that when I don't eat, when I don't have enough substance inside of me, I actually end up getting an attitude. I end up getting a headache. I don't want to be bothered, so on and so forth. So what I made sure to do, even though I was on a pretty much, you could say, a liquid diet for 2.5 days, I made sure to make sure I had my coffee. I made sure to have tea, to make sure that I had water, make sure that I had cranberry juice. And for everyone who knows what I'm talking about when I say, do you know what I mean by when I say I picked up some naked drinks? It's literally called naked. However, it's smoothie, and it's not really necessarily smoothie. It's a drink that has, the drinks that I picked up had chia seeds in it, mangoes, peaches. The other one that I picked up was called the Green Machine, and that had in it, you know, greens, green apples. It had, you know, it just really had some stuff mixed into it. So I had that on Friday, but actually Saturday I had spent the whole day drinking way more tea than I did Friday. And then today, of course, I had my tea, I had coffee. I made sure I had coffee every day, and I'm pretty sure, like, coming into tomorrow, the amount of coffee that I've had the past 2.5 days is not going to be the same coming into tomorrow, so I may end up having a headache, and or I may not have. So that was not my main concern, and I definitely survived my first time fasting. And when you're fasting, you're supposed to be sacrificing, you know, a solid, which is food, solid meats and all that. You're supposed to be sacrificing something to God to show sacrifice and love and dedication and loyalty and really sowing seeds of faith and et cetera. So during this time, we're all supposed to be praying. So I definitely prayed for as many people as I thought to pray for. I prayed for blanket prayer. I prayed for a lot of things that I feel as though I've been praying for lately, and definitely went ahead and did all that. So I did accomplish that my first time. High five to me for making it. And I was looking into the fashion trends for the season, because if you still have colored jeans, like I still have colored jeans, I have colored jeans, and I'm like thinking to myself, like, can I actually keep wearing these, or are these out of style? So I was looking into fashion trends for 2015 spring season, and they're definitely still in style. And they have actually a new style going on where you're supposed to be looking like you're in a part of the 70s. And, you know, with the cut-up jeans, too, and the camouflage jeans, you know, all that's already been out, you know, over and over again repeatedly. It's just all how you wear it and how you look in, you know, how you look in that outfit. You know, like I said, it's all how you wear it. So, and what you put with it. So it does. Definitely because we're in spring and you got some bold, you got some light, you got some very pattern-friendly, when I say pattern-friendly, I mean pattern-friendly, like skirts and dresses and spring dresses and pants. So if you want to be bold with your attire, definitely go ahead and do so. However, just make sure it just looks well put together. Some people, you know, like putting bold things together. However, it doesn't really sometimes flow because of either the shape of their body and or what they put when it didn't flow right. And also celebrity news, if I'm not mistaken, I read an article on about Rihanna stealing Bitch Better Have My Money from another artist out there. Her name is Just Britney. Her song resembles the kind of sort of thing of Rihanna. Now, Rihanna may end up facing the same thing that Pharrell and Robin Thicke just went through with Marvin Gaye's family. So I hope that's not the case for her. I hope she really gets that cleared up and rectified. Pharrell's birthday was today. So happy birthday to Pharrell. I mean, there was the Stellar Awards was on tonight. I thought that was actually last week, and that was actually tonight. Black Girls Rock. Michelle Obama was on there. You know, there's a lot going on in the music industry right about now. So high five to them for making moves for you know, the rest of the world, for Young Society to either feel encouraged, inspired in, or, you know, they're just, you know, just watching just because it's on. So I wanted to go ahead and talk about another topic of, you know, have you fully found yourself? You know, we've all come through a point in time where we are lost in our purpose or lost in our thoughts or we've lost our way. When I say we've lost our way, it may be half of the time because we really don't fully know about ourselves. Now, there comes a point in time when you think that you fully know things about yourself, and there's things that you really don't know, and it takes for an outsider to see to be able to have to tell you. Now, I've actually recently expressed to my boyfriend that even though I will be expressing things to him, I may not fully know exactly all about me because life is still a learning lesson. We're still learning things and we're still going through experiences. So you really, like they say, like that famous phrase is, you don't know someone until they push their limits. So, you know, we're still growing. You know, for the most part, you know a lot about yourself to be able to tell someone what to do and what not to do to so that way they can avoid angering you or, you know, really just either pushing your buttons to push you away or pushing your buttons to bring you forth. So it's nice that some people try to figure you out and they see things about you that you just didn't see about yourself. However, you shouldn't fully listen to the words of society to make up an image about yourself. So that's what it really boils down to, it of why I brung that topic up tonight of how have you really fully found yourself, because some people are more in tune with themselves and some people aren't. And that's why I said, like, you may have thought that you found yourself fully and they got someone else telling you, well, you know, I see this about you and I see this about you. That's nice. Take it in consideration, you know, constructive criticism. And, you know, if it really looks like something that you can fix and or apply or take in consideration, you know, then I should do so. But, you know, really don't base upon someone else's thoughts on how you should really manage yourself. Now, only time that happens, of course, is if you're, like, really trying to get your brand high profile to a point where it just really wants, you really want it to be suited a certain way, and you need those ideas and tips from someone skilled as an image consultant. So now that Easter is over, and moving on to another topic, now that Easter is over, we've had that Easter Sunday, Easter church, you know, for all the single families, not families, single people out there, and families, you know, single mothers, single fathers, you know, if you really didn't get the chance to really spend time with family and or you didn't have a significant other to spend time with during this Easter, it's all right. Hopefully you guys prayed together. Hopefully you guys got the chance to talk to each other over the phone. And if you don't have someone, then that's all right. Someone is coming for you soon, you know, to be with you soon. So don't stress about it. Don't really pressure yourself to be with anyone at this point in time. You know, I'm not saying play the field, but definitely keep your options open, you know, really be open-minded to some things out there. Don't put yourself out there like you're desperate, though. I know these holidays, they come and go so fast. However, it's not necessarily a thing where you have to be with someone each and every holiday that's passed. I mean, it makes it more beneficial. You have something to talk about. You have pictures to reminisce on, and but it just doesn't work that way. Okay, so we're starting a new week. We are already coming into our first full week of April, and before you know it, May will be here, and before you know it, the summer will fully be here. So for everyone who enjoyed this spring break, high five to you. Now we're back to the drawing board. I hope everyone got everything prepared for this upcoming week. I hope everything is in order for you. Time management, time management, time management. And I say that every time, and yet, however, I'm actually running out of time as we speak, because I was actually supposed to get a whole new hairdo today, and that didn't even remotely happen due to the running around. I mean, I wasn't even fully running around. It was really just everything was focused on family today. So it was indoors, but everything was focused on family today. What I did get accomplished over the weekend during my fasting was I got my tank filled, my gas tank, to get it prepared for the week, and I also cleaned my car out. Now, I didn't get the outside of my car cleaned because you could tell that there's, like, you know, pollen starting to build up on it and the rain marks from when it rained. So the outside is, like, you know, it's definitely, you know, due for cleaning. But I actually wanted to get my inside of my car clean because, I mean, some females are not like me and don't want to get their inside of their car clean. You know, I don't know what that's all about, however, or have their dude clean it. That's fine. For me, I wanted to do that. That was something to keep my mind off of the fact that I was fasting, because I'm all about food. I'm a foodie girl. And I really just wanted to clean inside my car. It was so overdue. And I'm going to be honest, it was overdue. To me, it was overdue. To some people, it may not even remotely be overdue to them, but to me, it was. So cleaned my car out, feel really good and proud about that. You know, she looks like a brand new car all over again, even though she's about to be 2 years old come October. So I wish there was, like, an upgrade program. You know how they have some cell phone carriers, if you have the same phone and each and every time they come out with a new phone, you can upgrade without a problem. You know, just keep upgrading with a different model of the same version of the phone. I wish that I could do that truly with the car, but I don't have to worry about spending extra money. It's just new year, same vehicle, make and model. I just wish I could do that, but I bet you things will be different. Price may be higher monthly payment wise and or, you know, whatever else, but it's neither here nor there. We are coming to the last couple of minutes of the show, I'm sure, soon. And I wanted to also just reiterate to you guys how you can listen to the past shows, how For Your Image LLC was created to help you improve, create, and or manage your most perceived image. And that, you know, remember that the public does pay attention. If you're noticing a lot lately, I'm trying to actually also stay away from the as you guys know me, I try my best to stay away from the politics and what's been going on bad with the news. But trust me, I do see the cop killings and the missing people. I do see that pop up a lot, and it's very heartbreaking to see that. So that's why I say remember that the public does pay attention, because the public does. I mean, with all these cameras out here on the phones and social media and always reporting something, report, 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 everyone's their own news reporter now, you know? But as you can see and hear, more so hear, not see, but that we're coming to the last couple of minutes of the show. So if you are looking for an image consultation, because we're now in spring, you can contact me at PrestoExperts.com/conversation with Stewie, S-T-E-W-Y. Follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, S-T-E-W-Y, C-H-E-W-Y. And or you can email me at my business email address, foryourimagellc@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to the feedback, still looking forward to the feedback from all of you. And I very much appreciate you guys tuning in no matter what day I do this. No matter how many days I skip because either I'm busy or tired or whatever may have you, I appreciate all my listeners and supporters. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and many blessings and much good that God's a much good of God's favor on your life during this week now that we're coming up into, and much success is what I'm trying to say more so. You guys have a great night. Thanks. Bye.